Anna Busch, and here's a new episode of What to Watch, Read and Listen. This is a podcast for curious people like me who are always looking for inspiration, forward-thinking ideas and current trends. Each episode has a specific topic and gives you tons of starting points for your own journey into the English-speaking world. Share your own recommendations on social media using the hashtag WTWRL. With this show, I promise you, you stay curious, you improve your English, and you rock the world. Welcome to a new episode of the What to Watch, Read and Listen podcast. Well, this podcast is a little different. Well, first of all, it's available in German and in English. And also, at least the German version has a guest. And this guest is Daniel Wolf. He is a digital trainer. And I talked to him a couple of weeks ago about kids and smartphones and the internet. And we recorded our conversation, which was in German, of course. So this episode is a brief summary of my interview with Daniel, and I also share all the books and movies and links that Daniel recommends on the German episode in this episode with you. Of course, if you are interested and if you speak German, you can always listen to the whole interview. If you haven't downloaded it yet to your podcast library, I will definitely add the link in the show notes and all the other links as well. So now let's get back to my guest. So my guest was Daniel Wolf. As I said, he is a digital trainer. And Daniel travels from school to school here in Germany. He goes to elementary schools and then high schools. And he talks to students and teachers and parents about kids and smartphones and the internet and how kids use their devices. He talks about the risks and the dangers, but also about the opportunities and the possibilities. Daniel has been working as a digital trainer for about 2 years now. Before that, he worked as a journalist and he was also a high school teacher. But when his two older kids got their first smartphones, Daniel thought, oh my God, we adults, we need to catch up with the kids. And we also have to be engaged with what our kids are doing on their smartphones and on the internet all day long. But at that point, nobody really talked about that topic. And Daniel realized that we all have to talk about this. Because most kids, they don't tell their parents about their experiences that they have on the internet and with their smartphones. Well, and the reason is because they are afraid that if they tell their parents that they've seen something disturbing, something violent, something that wasn't meant to be seen by a 10-year or 12-year-old kid, that the parents will take their phone away. So they stay quiet and they don't say anything. So what Daniel emphasizes in his workshops and his parent and teacher conferences is that the trust between parents and kids is most important when it comes to smartphones and the internet. And what is also important that they are communicating from the beginning onwards. They need to be communicating about what's going on. So over the past couple of years, Daniel's work as a digital trainer has become a 24/7 job. His inbox is usually flooded with emails from schools and parents that are suddenly confronted with, for example, first graders that have unlimited access to the internet on their own smartphones. Or with non-stop mobbing in WhatsApp group chats. Mobbing, communication, talks that never stop, or kids who suddenly skip school because a new season of Fortnite is about to be released. So when Daniel visited my daughter's school in Burghausen at the beginning of October, I took the opportunity and sat down with him and asked him for his recommendations for parents on the topic of smartphones and the internet. And we started with, as always, what to read. So a really good introduction is the German Handbook of Media Education and on the protection of minors in the media. In German, it's called Handbuch Medienerziehung und Jugendmedienschutz. It can be downloaded for free. I put the website, the link in the show notes, and it's a 140-page long PDF, which is updated on a regular basis. And this book tells parents everything what they need to know about smartphones and the internet, and everything they should have known before they handed a smartphone to their kids. It's very hands-on. There are a lot of very practical tips, and it's very close to the actual experiences of the kids in the digital world, and not just what we parents think it feels like. And Daniel promises that when you read this, you will be an expert and you will be able to give a talk on that topic at your kid's school. Another book Daniel mentions is iRules. It's by an American author. Her name is Janelle Burley Hoffman. So iRules, what every tech healthy family needs to know about selfies, sexting, gaming, and growing up. And Janelle Burley Hoffman is an American mom blogger, and she turned her experiences as a mom into this guidebook. She tried to come up with rules for her family in a world that didn't have any rules and regulations. Until then, parents just handed the phone to their kids, and then all they could do was pray and hope for the best. But now, the younger the kids get that have access to a smartphone, the more things are going wrong. But the real problem is, right now, we don't even know yet if something is going wrong or has gone wrong already, because we're in the middle of it. And she talks honestly about all these problems. And also she asked the question if she is the only one that has these problems. And of course, she isn't. Daniel also recommends a couple of newsletters and websites. There's a really good newsletter. It's also by an American author. It's called The Interface, and it's a daily newsletter on social networks and democracy. And this is one of the few newsletters that doesn't cost anything. So in this newsletter, you will learn about everything that's happening right now on social platforms. You will get industry insights. You will learn what the developers in California and China are up to right now, and how society deals with being so transparent, and how our data is used to make money. There aren't any really good German newsletters as of now, but there are a few really good German websites that you can look up. They are called clicksafe.de, handysektor.de, and then also the one with the handbook is called mediensicher.de. I will link to all of that in the show notes. A book that is really close to Daniel's heart and which he calls an absolute must read is Permanent Record by Edward Snowden, which was just released a couple of weeks ago. Daniel says that he can't understand how anyone could decide to not read the book. Well, what is it about? Of course, it's about the life and the experiences of Edward Snowden. And it makes clear that there are copies of everything, even what we did on the internet 10 years ago. But it seems like that as long as we live in a democracy, we don't really seem to care. And this book tries to change that. Two more books that Daniel mentions are written by the German researcher Julia Ebener. She specializes on far-right extremism, radicalization, and terrorism. One of these books is called Going Dark, or in German, Radikalisierungsmaschinen, and the other one is called Wut, or The Rage in English. Julia is, well, she's a researcher and she investigated undercover in several radical groups and forums because she wanted to find out how radical political groups instrumentalize the internet to gain more influence. And what she found out was that what works well on the internet is fear and rage. And we need to know how these mechanisms work. Because our kids, for example, and many adults, they don't know where the end is in the beginning. They are lost and they become an easy victim for any form of manipulation, especially if an algorithm is responsible for targeting them. These radical groups that Julia Ebner investigated, they don't have good arguments, but they know how to use the technology. And we need to know how these mechanisms work. And once we understand these mechanisms, we can start using media and the internet creatively and productively. Next, I asked Daniel about his TV show and movie recommendations, and he at first he recommended or he mentioned two documentaries. The first one is called Citizen Four. It was released in 2014, and it's about Edward Snowden and how his whole story started a couple of years ago. Daniel says that this movie is a wake-up call to the young generation because it becomes clear and obvious that Edward Snowden lost everything to tell the truth. He lost his job, he lost his country, he lost his family. And it also emphasizes and makes clear that his country, the United States, couldn't handle someone who was telling the truth. So, yeah, a must watch. Another documentary that he recommends is called The Cleaners. It was released in 2018, and it's an investigative documentary film produced and filmed by two Germans, Hans Block and Moritz Riesewieck, and it's about the shadow industry of global content moderation. The two filmmakers went to the Philippines and visited the content moderation centers to find out what happens when we here in Germany or in Europe report something on YouTube or Facebook or on any other social platform, materials such as pornographic images or violent clips. These people who work as content moderators in the Philippines are mostly Christian. They are very poor and they do that for very little money. These people, they have to be in front of a screen all day and they watch all of these images all day. What they see is the worst of social media. The big companies, Google and Facebook, they don't want us to know that these content moderation centers even exist, so they cover their tracks. And it's not obvious who these people work for and which guidelines they're using. And this documentary asks us, do we want this as a society? Do we want that these people decide what we see and don't see without knowing their guidelines? This film doesn't show the actual content because that would be too distracting and harmful. But what we see is the faces of the content moderators, and anyone who uses social media should see this. By the way, there are also content moderation centers here in Germany. One is in Berlin and the other one is in Gütersloh. Daniel also mentions a Netflix show. It's called Black Mirror. It's now in its fifth season And yeah, there are some episodes that are really good, others are not. But what's good about this show is that each episode is a standalone episode with changing casts of actors. So you can watch just single episodes, you don't have to watch a whole season. This show shows a dystopian scenario of future societies, often kind of bad and dark. But it's a very good show that you can watch as a family if you have teenagers to discuss these topics. Daniel's favorite episode is season 3, episode 1. It's called Nosedive in English. Well, the show is also available in German. And in Nosedive, our communication is rated according to the star ratings, such as on Amazon. And these ratings are permanently visible for everyone. And in this episode, the makers ask us what happens to a society that works like that. In addition to these two documentaries, Daniel also recommends a Netflix show. It's called Black Mirror. It's available in German and in English, and it's now in its 5th season. The episodes are standalone episodes with changing casts, so it's possible to just watch single episodes. And the show is about the future, and it paints a dystopian scenario of the future. It is often kind of bad and dark. But yeah, it's a very good show that you could watch with teenagers and use as a starting point for a discussion on these technological and future topics. His favorite episode is season 3, episode 1. It's called Nosedive. And in this episode, our communication is rated according to the star ratings on Amazon, for example. But what is interesting or different here is that, or new, I should say new here, is that these ratings are permanently visible for everyone. So, what happens to a society that works like that? This is a question that this episode tries to answer. So, last but not least, we also talked about podcasts and what we could listen on the topic of kids and smartphones and the internet. And the only podcast that Daniel knows is the podcast network, Edufunk. So it's a German network. It's run by Jöran Moos-Mehrholz. And here you can find different podcasts on learning and teaching, education and development, and the media. And Jöran's own podcast is called Edukativ, and there's one episode to which I will link to in which he talks about his book, Digital School, what is already possible in schools today. And of course, all of this is in German. But after my conversation with Daniel, I did a little digging and I discovered quite a few podcasts and also single episodes on media education and media literacy in German and in English. But yeah, I will talk about those in a separate episode of the Watch, Watch, Read, and Listen podcast. So at the end of our conversation, I asked Daniel this question. What is your ultimate tip for parents when it comes to smartphones and kids? And Daniel had a very short and a very concise and direct answer to this question. No smartphones in bedrooms. Not in the kids' bedroom and not in the bedrooms of the parents. Why? Because the kids sleep worse when they have a phone in their room. They don't sleep enough. Group chats, for example, never stop. The content they consume is, well, most likely not always age appropriate. So Daniel's advice is to get a family charging station and implement the toothbrushing rule, which means don't use your phone before you brush your teeth in the morning and not after you brush your teeth at night. And he promises that this will reduce the stress level tremendously for any parent with a kid that owns a smartphone.
I want you guys to use my recommendations as starting points for your own list of favorite shows, podcasts, books, and more. If you decide to share your discoveries and takeaways from this episode on social media, please tag me personally or use the hashtag WTWRL. I'm mostly on Instagram these days at Tina_Busch, and you can find me on LinkedIn too. I am Tina Busch, and you just listened to the What to Watch, Read and Listen podcast. You can find the show notes and older episodes at tinabusch.com/podcast. And you can follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn at Tina Busch. Thanks for listening. Now go and rock the world. I'll see you next time. Bye.